Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. Where you at?
Go away from. Never weak, but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for. Promise never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart. Someone who will die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, no, no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for. Everything inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up every time you fall, to gather flowers constantly. Come every time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more. But it ain't me, babe. No, no, no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. It ain't me, babe. No, no, no. It ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
God, did I record that?
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Is that a protest song?
There's a shack on the side of the road in New Orleans East. Probably had like 400 feet of water for Katrina. It still has water every time it rains. It's right off Chef Highway. Wonder if you're listening, Charlie. This is Live Caller Radio. The phone number to call in is 646-595-3619. Charlie over there in New Orleans East, he said he might listen to the show today, so hello there. Hope you didn't, hope you could find it. He's one of the founding members of the best radio station in the entire world, WWOZ. He said they started it up there on top of Tipitina's. It'd be great if he wanted to call in and talk about it one time. It's pretty neat. That's where it all started. He was there when it opened. He helped open WWOZ Radio, which is the best radio station in the world. It is, bar none. So what's up, Charlie? I'd like to say hello to a few people out there. Jonas Trainwreck, Abby Foreman. Hello, Mr. Abby. Thomas, all right. And hey, Charlie the Kid, man, it was great to see you. Charlie the Kid's the most famous dispatcher of all time. Awesome dude. Keeps things lively and fun on the radio. Man, he's just the best. Keeps you safe, too. Keeps everything moving, makes it fun. He loves the Cardinals, you know, so he calls me Cub Fan. That's his nickname for me for 10 years, Cub Fan, because, you know, he's a dispatcher, so every time he hears my number, he goes, all right, Cub Fan, how's it going there? Be cool to talk to him. He could sing, man. He sings the blues in a band called Hoodoo Taxi. I don't think they've played a gig since Katrina. He's been really busy lately, but man, it'd be cool if they got together. I saw him play on Decatur Street several times, and it's a really good blues show. I know the drummer really well too. He's a great drummer, a lot of fun. Hoodoo Taxi, check him out. I'll play him on the radio show once. I didn't have time enough to do it today, but it was cool. Cool seeing you, Charlie. Charlie the Kid, baby. Umberto, all right. And Glenn, the man. Glenn's the man. He'll fix anything. Anything. He'll fix it. And he's a good dude. So, all right. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, Featherhead Abby. That's his name. He calls everyone Featherhead. Hey, Featherhead. Jonas, good man. All right. Thanks for finally paying up. All right, hope you guys call in one time. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm pretty sure they're listening today. So let's see what else is going on. Oh, big party coming up, September 11th, 9/11. My dog's turned 7 years old. All right. Reggie and Deuce birthday party. We're having a big bash. Everyone's invited, 2512 Pakenham Drive. Come on over. Big party. Bring some cool dog treats. Anyway, also at the body shop in the east there, I'd like to say hello to the preacher. Man gave me the Bible. Thank you, sir. All right. I got some other news. I have nothing planned for today's show, so that's why it's called La-Di-Da, because I just said, I'm just going to wing it. I don't know. So So, on the 25th, September 25th, I'm going to One Eye Jacks to see Hooray for the Riff Raff. Awesome band. Can't wait to do that. That's right in the French Quarter. It's going to be a great show. My friend, has just, is on her 92nd day of sobriety. And she's a good friend of mine, and she would like to thank Mr. Mervin the Magician over at the Detox Center, who really helped her out when she went for those 6 days. And she'd like to say thank you, Mr. Mervin, for being there and turning fear into life. All right. That's good news. Good people out there helping people do good things, you know. It's really cool. And she actually went over there to thank him personally for all the help 90 days later. I thought that was really a kind gesture, because I wonder if a lot of people do that, you know. They get out of there and they never go back, you know. They never want to see that place again. But she actually went back and, you know, said thank you. So that's really cool. Hopefully, more continued sobriety and best wishes to you. AA is anonymous, so can't say your name. All right. Also, I got the contract for my solar panels. They're from Joule Energy, J-O-U-L-E. So check that out. I'll tell you more about it later. If anyone wants to know, I'll share it with them. But I'm pretty proud of it. So now all my energy will come from solar and wind, all of it. So, yeah, theoretically, that could last forever. And I'll be saving money, like $65 a month. That's what they're telling me. All right. Also, at From Lib to Cap is the Twitter name for the upcoming documentary, Liberty, From Liberty to Captivity. If anyone's interested to follow them, it's at From Lib to Cap. It's going to be a great documentary. My sister's making it, and it's her first documentary. It's Do What's Right Foundation. You can look that up, too, or hashtag that on Twitter. Just check it out. It's going to be a good documentary. It's about human trafficking and what's going on. It's specifically in her state of Pennsylvania, and a little bit of what else is going on in the country. So you can learn a lot from that, and maybe you can help, or maybe you could learn what signs to look for to help someone who's in trouble. You know.
Well, I used to be a rambling gal. Oh, but I got tired and I settled down a long, long way. My feet did try till the life got heavy and the times got hard. I've been out east and I've been out west, but the southern states are ones I love the best. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, the Carolinas, Tennessee, and Georgia's kind. My head, I wishing that I was dead. But when I reached that old Cheyenne, I was feeling clear, wanted to live again. Well, I shed a tear nearly every day, just wandering down that lost highway. Now the open road starts to call in me, but there ain't no place that I wanna be. Yes, I used to be a rambling girl. Oh, but I got tired and I settled down.
What's up, man? Trying out doing the show. What are you doing? Oh, all right. All right, let's see. Brian just came down, so hey, Ryan in the house. All right, the third thing I want to talk about today is I want to make, Detroit's bankrupt, and so I was thinking, why don't we make it the green energy capital of America? Solar panels, windmill parts, grid upgrades, geothermal equipment, solar hot water heaters. They can make solar watches. Really, there's a million solar things they could do. We could put solar on top of, when you pull in the gas station and there's a big hood over you, what would we call that, a big roof over you, so you don't get wet, big canopy, yeah, put solar panels on all those canopies. Thanks for that word, man. Stuff like that. There's a million things we could do. They could start making the solar car, the hydrogen, electric, hybrids, all that stuff. Make Detroit, you could go up in there and buy the whole city up for, like, pennies on the dollar, so just go up and do it and make something worthwhile out of it. What do you think of that there, sir? Great theory. I mean, why doesn't he just slap me in the fucking face, Fucking great theory. What does that mean, a great theory? No one knows what that means. That can mean anything. That's like something a lawyer would say, It's all like a safely strange way to answer it, like a politician. Good answer. I mean, there's nothing I could say to that. What's the big one? Oh, he says, now we're getting deeper here. All right, he says it has practical issues. But it doesn't help that he walked away, because, of course, we have to ask, like, what would those be? Hold on. Well, the audience can't hear you. All right. Well, all that stuff could be figured out by a really good businessman. Why? I don't have to figure that out. I have the idea to do it. People with money and know-how, all they have to do is make the figure out why they run into them. And yeah, he's making a point about the birds flying into the windmill. Oh, good grief. You know how many animals have gone extinct because of oil? It's outrageous. All right, now we have the devil in my house. He's saying that that oil, that the wind farms kill more than more birds than oil does, which I doubt, because what about the truckers that kill all the birds? What about that one? I bet truckers carrying oil kill a lot of birds, I bet. Right, all right. The birds fly into the turbine. Here's the number if you would like to call in. It's right here. What are you trying to do? I don't know. He's trying to log in. I don't know what good that would do. Oh, it's 420. Woohoo! So, hey, it's worth a thought. The town's bankrupt. You could just go in there and buy it up. All right, last thing I want to talk about is the NSA. What's your opinion on the NSA there, Mr. Ryan? NSA is nothing new, he says. Well, we know clandestine operations have been going on forever, but this is in everyone's house, in their home, in their car, on their phone. It's milling everyone's business in the whole country. Well, obviously the computers sift through it. Obviously, I mean they wouldn't build it without a sifting sort of system. But you're saying at some point, human eyes are going to have to get involved. Human hands and eyes to type in things, to look things up, to manipulate whatever they need to get the information. All right, they're collecting it, but it's just being put in a big $1 trillion hole in the ground. For good and God knows what. Well, they're obviously going to do that. There's no doubt that's what they're going to do. But why do they have to be everywhere? Why are they everywhere? What about our amendment rights? What about the Fourth Amendment? I mean, what about that? Because they are obviously breaking the Fourth Amendment. No, it's just like they win and we lose is what it is. That's what it feels like. But there was a big vote on it today in the Senate. I don't know what happened. But, or in the one of them. What state? All right, Ryan's bringing up news on the spot here. Excellent reporting here coming in from Mr. Ryan. In the state of Arkansas now, they have made it, or maybe it's not Arkansas, but the basic thing is they have made it legal for the police to arrest you for a felony resisting arrest if you refuse to give a drop of saliva. A drop of saliva. If you refuse to give them a drop of saliva, they can arrest you. Now, what kind of horse shit is that, people? This is outrageous. We have to start paying attention to what's going on in this country. We're losing too many of our rights, people. If they pass this huge gun law somehow, which I don't think they can, but if they were, I think it would really lead to some serious, protesting with shootings involved. I really do. They're taking too many of our rights away. We can't just, they sneak all this stuff from us. Yes, it is in Arkansas. They can check for drugs and alcohol. Thanks, Ryan. They could check with saliva. On the spot, real time answers. And if you refuse to do that, you'll be charged with felony resisting arrest. Wow, what a joke! I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, all they have to do is get someone else's saliva. I mean, they could get a bum saliva, put it in their machine, and say it's yours. I mean, this is outrageous. that is total anarchy. They have performed anarchy on the citizens. That can't be legal. You can't do that with saliva. Come on. Well, they're doing it. They're doing it in Arkansas.
They're doing it to ascertain whether it's possible. So, every time they say, "Oh, you're swerving," we're going to take this test to see if you're drunk. They're testing you as they're testing you right now. So,
do they have to have probable cause to pull you over?
Probably still, but they can pull you over for.
Ryan's saying they may have to have probable cause to pull you over, which can be anything basically, and then they can administer the saliva test without giving you a reason pertaining to why you might have been drinking, like swerving in the road or something. Yeah, with no signs or symptoms. Yeah. And that's the way the law used to be. Now they're doing it where you don't have to give a reason why you would want to test him for this. So that's ridiculous. So, yeah, I saw you swerving, or you don't have to do that. Or he pull you over for any reason, I'm checking your saliva to see if you're drunk. That's basically what it is. And how do we know whose saliva is in that thing? Well, that's a good point, too. What Ryan's saying, if he had surgery 6 hours ago and there was some alcohol from some medicine in the system, well, now they could take him to jail for that. Oh, and drugs. He would have drugs in his system as a point. All right, yeah. So you had a tooth pulled. So now you're going to prison for a felony because you had a tooth pulled. I don't know, people. And then he ran away. All right, well, thanks for the good articles, leading people to live more fearful lives. We appreciate that because it really is. Imagine all these drones and what the military. Oh my goodness, this is no fun at all. I mean, when do we start thinking that we, as citizens, are literally the target? I mean, they're going to be watching us from drones. They're going to be listening to our phone calls. They're going to know whatever we watch on TV. They're going to know where we go in our cars. They're going to know who we email, what's in them. They're going to know every website we visit, every video we post, every text, literally everything. Well, no one's challenged his thing in court. All right, before we go, let's see, I'd like to, Kathy, I missed you today. Hope you call in next week or whatever. Greg Morrison, where the hell are you? Let's see, what else? Well, I guess that's it, folks. So, Ryan, thanks for participating today. Anything else? Did I miss your footnote? Did I say that? Oh, nobody has challenged it yet. Yeah. Oh, also, one more thing before I forget. It is now against the law for us. We can no longer sue pharmaceutical companies once the drugs are made into generic. That is outrageous, people. We have to wake up. We're losing every right we have. Every single one of them, they're gone. We have no right. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, best of luck on the documentary, upcoming documentary, From Liberty to So, thanks anyway, guys. From Liberty to Captivity. All right, bye.